Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
President Biden pushes for Gaza truce.
We're actively working for peace, security, and dignity.
Defense Secretary back in the hospital.
He's going to recover well. He's in good condition.
Preparing for a nor'easter.
Mother Nature is sending her love our way for Valentine's Day in the form of a massive snowstorm.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden has huddled with Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House in an effort to hammer out a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. Mr. Biden says key elements are on the table, but some gaps remain.
The United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, which would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks.
Two Israeli hostages captured by Hamas in October are rescued during a raid in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. CBS's Skylar Henry.
President Biden praised the rescue of two hostages being held by Hamas.
Israeli Defense Forces have released new video showing the daring rescue. Louis Haar and Fernando Marmon were quickly flown to safety, where they were then reunited with their families at a hospital.
Geffen Lawn says her uncle looks pale but is in good spirits.
It was very emotional to see them, to hug them, to feel them. It feels almost unreal.
Former President Trump asks the U.S. Supreme Court to extend the delay in his election interference trial, claiming immunity from prosecution. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Is the Supreme Court going to review this, or will they say, you know what, we actually have enough Trump litigation, we're going to let the D.C. Circuit decision stand?
Doctors say Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is on course to resume normal duties as soon as tomorrow. Austin transferred authorities to Deputy Secretary Kathleen Hicks after returning to Walter Reed Hospital yesterday to address a bladder issue as he recovers from prostate cancer surgery. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The current bladder issue is not expected to change his anticipated full recovery. His cancer prognosis remains excellent.
The Northeast prepares for a winter storm moving in overnight. The fast-moving nor'easter could drop as much as a foot of snow in some areas. New York City and Boston schools will conduct remote learning tomorrow. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hayden.
We haven't had this kind of real snow, plowable snow, possibly up to a foot of snow. We haven't had this in actually years in Boston, especially here in the city.
The storm is expected to hit during New York's special election to decide who will replace George Santos after he was expelled from the U.S. House. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow closed up 126 points. NASDAQ fell 48. Now this.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Deadly shooting on a subway station platform in New York City today. CBS's Matt Piper in New York with the latest.
The shooting happened just before 5 p.m. on an above-ground subway platform in the Bronx. One person has been killed, five others wounded. The victims are four males and two females. The search is on for the shooter. So far, no arrests have been made.
Houston police identify yesterday's church shooter as 36-year-old Genesee Moreno. She was shot and killed by two off-duty police officers working security at celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church. The woman's 7-year-old son was critically injured. Motive not yet known, according to Houston police officer Christopher Hassett.
We do believe that she does have a mental health history that is documented through us and through interviews with family members.
A person familiar with the investigation confirms for CBS News that a Palestine sticker was on the shooter's rifle. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. It's reason for concern for those who suffer from breathing issues, CBS's Jim Krasula.
Some 83 million Americans, or one in four, breathe unhealthy air because of climate change, and it's getting worse. That's according to First Street Foundation, which analyzes climate risks. The nation's worsening air quality comes after decades of improvements, thanks to regulations like the 1970 Clean Air Act, which tightened federal rules on pollutants emitted by factories and vehicles.
Pregnancy is one of the biggest stressors on metabolism and the cardiovascular system. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says in the 12 weeks to a year after a woman has given birth, it is important that women seek health care.
Healthcare providers should be working with women to encourage weight loss. Many women don't lose the weight that they put on during pregnancy and continue to gain more weight.
The American Heart Association has put out a report on the postpartum period and reducing cardiovascular disease risk.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
The big game is in the history books, but there is a residual effect today in the workplace. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports from Las Vegas.
Many of us don't want to work after the Super Bowl, according to the IT company Atera. It conducted a survey that finds more than 40% of hybrid workers plan to work remotely today, and over half of them will lie about the reasons why. The survey also shows almost a third of workers are likely to be groggy or hungover, and around a quarter will likely be cranky or unproductive. All of the reasons why 40% of American workers think today should be a national holiday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Las Vegas.
Singer Toby Keith's family will host a private funeral for him later this month. He died last week at the age of 62. They will host a memorial service for him that will be announced on Keith's social media. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, February 12, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.